Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. My name is Celeste Elliott. I am here every Thursday as your host, and today is no exception, even though it's a holiday. So I hope that you all are having a good day so far. Today's topic is surviving and thriving in the holiday season. So I'm going to touch on that. I'm also going to be taking some callers today at 818-739-8818. So hopefully you will be able to get through on the line, and we will chat, and I will also be giving messages today, which I rarely do on these shows. All mediumship, by the way, not so that's what you can expect. So I just think that this year can be very difficult time every year. That came out a little screwed up, didn't it? This can be a very difficult time of year every year, let alone when we are in a pandemic and we have all of these extra things going on. So this is my way of kind of offering a little bit of support. So talking about surviving and thriving at the holiday season, there are a lot of things that we can do to kind of try and keep our vibration high, because that's what matters. We wake up sometimes and we have these experiences where we think, oh my goodness, everything is terrible. I have this list a mile long of things that I am supposed to be getting done. I talk to my friends who are parents and they have little ones. And of course, the Christmas, there's a lot of pressure on them to make everything perfect. Some of them do not have their jobs anymore because of the corona situation. Some of them just have to be very careful and kind of conserve what's going on right now. So it's a lot of extra stress. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to deal with. So I would say for myself, and not speaking for anybody else for obvious reasons, but for myself, having an opportunity, if you can find the time, to sit down. I have my special co-host with me today in my frosty mug, which is a nice big hot cup of coffee, which I'm very, very grateful for. But finding little things that you are grateful for is something that can help lift your vibration and keep you in tune with yourself, because yourself, your soul at your core, is a joyful being who came from a place of unconditional love and acceptance. And to have an opportunity to check in with yourself and to remember that can be a very, very, very big deal. So I would tell you all to honor that. I would tell you all to honor wherever you are with your feelings. Some people this time of year have a hard time just because of family that is in spirit, family that is, we sometimes have a tendency to think of them as lost. And in reality, they are not lost. The people that have gone home into spirit are thriving. They're well, they're happy. They're in this joyful energy all the time, and they are doing their own thing and checking in on us all at the same time. So they've got it pretty good. We have to catch up with them, as it were. But a great way to continue the traditions is to talk about them if you can. For some people, it's very difficult to talk about people that are on the spirit side already. You know, it hurts them, but If you have an opportunity to share those memories in a joyful way and keep that energy alive, it also helps to continue the relationship between them and us and gives them opportunity to kind of slide in. You may go through your entire day and then all of a sudden you have a thought about, oh, geez, you know, so-and-so loved this time of year and I wish that they were still present. If you share those memories, whether they are with adults or with children, it's helpful not only for the spirit person because it makes them feel very connected and involved in your life, but it's also helpful for you. One of the other things that we can do is very much just kind of honoring where we are and how we feel about things, okay? But not camping out in that energy. So if you're recognizing that you're in an energy of grief, a lot of people have lost someone close to them very recently, whether it was from the virus or some other situation. A lot of times they were not able to sit close to that person and say goodbye, hold their hand, feel reassured that they were ready and that it was a peaceful passing. But that is, you know, I want to reiterate the idea that in doing mediumship, we know that really nobody ever goes home alone. Whether they have other loved ones who have gathered from the spirit side of life, who are there to make sure that everybody is well and knows what's going on, or they have an angel that is present. I know not everybody believes in angels, but I have had spirit loved ones come through and talk about that. Some people, they go home right away and then they feel, those loved ones that are reaching out for them from the spirit side of life and calling them home. So the experiences can vary a little bit. But everybody has people there, even if they felt totally alone on our plane of existence, they are not. That is the illusion of separation, which causes a lot of problems here on our plane of existence. Really, we're all, in the words of Ram Dass, we are all walking each other home. We are all interconnected. We are all part of that same source energy. Spirit is always around us and helping us and guiding us and loving on us. And that's something that we have to remember. So giving somebody else the gift of peace of mind is a very wonderful and joyful thing. I have somebody who wrote in here just now and said that their inner joy remains strong no matter what's going on in their outer experience. And that is so fabulous because that's something that a lot of people work so, so hard their entire lives to get to that place. And if you can share that experience in how you get to that place in the practices that you do. And, you know, some of my, I have the honor of hosting a Friday night mediumship development class online these days. And some of my students at the practice session last night were saying that, you know, for sort of the first time that they have been able to sort of quiet their minds and get into that meditative state for a minute or two. They get used to this meditation where they get into a place where they're finally like, okay, maybe that laundry list has come in and now I don't have to distract myself from it because I'm aware of it, but it's not taking over. It's not controlling. And that's the ultimate goal, right? So bear that in mind, okay? Meditation is a practice. It is not something that comes perfectly. It's something that, you know, you have to train yourself with. And sometimes you have to change that meditation up. So for some people at the holidays, if they are practice meditators or not, if they surround themselves with the things that make them happy, that give them joy, sometimes those two slightly different energies. So whether it's holding your frosty mug and just sitting and breathing for a minute, sitting and breathing for a couple minutes, that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. By the way, if you would like to call in today and receive a message for yourself, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. I almost forgot to give you the area code that second time. Sorry about that. You know, I've been doing the show for a little while, and practice makes perfect, just like meditation, right? So it's all good. thank you all, by the way, who have been tuning in for my Facebook gratitude challenge, I'm calling it. So 31 days of gratitude. And we set it that way because it takes 30 days to make or break a habit. So if you have 31 days in December, you've gone one day beyond that 30 days, and that should help you in kind of formulating that habit of gratitude. And we know that gratitude is something that, when practiced, helps to rewire the brain. So, you know, that's a very, very, very big deal. I recognize and honor that so many people are, you know, in grief in one way or another during the holiday season, whether it is over the life that we had, not being able to get together with the people that we love, people that, you know, have already gone into spirit or were physically separated. So show kindness where you can and move that energy of gratitude and appreciation forward, because what we're doing is uplifting each other. And that is also the goal of the meditation, because as we raise our own vibration, people catch on to that and they start to raise their vibration. And as we're doing that, then you're bringing the whole world up. You get to a sort of cumulative energy, and the whole world shifts just a little bit. And I will tell you, nobody who is in a good place, nobody who loves themselves, nobody who feels good about things wants to go to war with anybody. You know, and hopefully that's something that over the course of history was done with great reluctance, because nobody ever really wins in war. There is a lot of cost. And whether that is a personal war, whether you are warring with yourself, which happens particularly at the holidays, there's that old narrative people bring up within themselves. I am not enough. I did not give enough. Whether it is material possession or, you know, somebody was pointing out I don't know how many of you watch the kind of classic Christmas movie now, Christmas Story, the one with the, you know, the lamp leg, the leg lamp in the window. And one of these days, because I'm close enough to Cleveland, I'm going to go hit the museum and see, because that's where it was filmed apparently. But sorry, and I am going to take callers in just a minute, I promise. you know, the mom in that movie, she's just trying to get her kids clothed and educated and healthy, and she never sleeps and she never gets a hot meal for herself. And these are the sacrifices that people make, that parents especially make over time. I salute you, and we thank you for the work that you are doing and moving the human race forward. And hopefully you are going around with an attitude of gratitude and thanking the people who are doing everyday heroes. You know, I think we've sort of gotten out of the habit, as we are so tired right now with coronavirus having gone on for so long. You know, we're February, we're up on a year from when we recognized that it was in the U.S. March started. If you were trying to contact from overseas, sorry, there is that question. If you can use a digital voice service to call the number for the Blog Talk Studio, that's the only way that I can connect with you. So I can't do it through Messenger. People keep trying, but I'm sorry. It's just a little too difficult. And also the people who are listening through the Blog Talk channel can't hear. So where was I? Sorry, I digressed. So continue to thank the heroes, the first responders, the people who have been out there, you know, taking care of your relatives at the nursing homes and keeping them entertained and doing kind things for people when they don't have any other way to connect. And really, you know, are there for the people that we love when we can't be. That's very, very, very important. But also the people who are working at the grocery stores, working at UPS and FedEx and the U.S. Postal Service and, you know, grocery stores and anywhere you go. I always post something in December that says, you know, be extra kind to retail workers because it's like the Olympics for them. And it really, really, really is. You know, and people get a little perturbed because they want what they want. And, you know, they're feeling as though, again, there's that energy of if I can't give the perfect gift, then, you know, what's wrong with me? I am not good enough. And we have to take it back to the energy of we are just so lucky if our loved ones are okay and they're with us. So please bear that in mind. Okay, time to take callers. okay, so I'm going to go with the amount of time people have been on hold. So the first caller ends in 7262. So if you can give me your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Tasha and I'm calling from California.
Hi, thanks so much for calling in. I know it's extra early for you out there, so happy Christmas, happy holidays. So were you wanting to hear from a particular loved one today, just for the sake of time? Or
Like whoever steps forward and want to give me a message.
Okay, thank you very much. So as I focus into the world of spirit around you, I'm actually aware of male energy that is stepping through. And I have to say this, gentleman, I don't think that he was an extremely vain person, but he does acknowledge to me that he always looked good. He cared about how he looked before he left the house. He's showing me his nails were always trimmed and always very clean. He's showing me that he always had a nice haircut. Everything was taken care of. He looks to me like I want to put him, he looks younger than he is. I'm aware of that. So I don't know whether I want to place him kind of mid-60s, early 70s, where that energy is, but he also shows me a ring, and I think that he is, when spirit shows me a ring, generally if it's a woman, it's one that she would have worn. With a man, he's either telling me that you married into his family, or he's telling me that the ring is still in the family. But I'm so sorry. By any chance, did you lose a significant other, a spouse?
No.
Well, that's a good thing.
I had lost my dad.
You lost your dad. Okay. Would you understand him to be a good-looking gentleman, a gentleman who took pride in the way that he looked and carried himself, please?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and I want to say to you, there is an energy of him being, him talking about being around your mom as well. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So please know that, because he gives me the impression he took not only a lot of pride in himself, but he took a lot of pride in his relationship. Okay.
Okay.
And I think that's why if he was recognizing mom, that would also make sense to me why he was pointing out his ring. Okay. But he could not be more proud of you. And he's talking about grandkids, but I don't think he's necessarily talking about his grandkids. So you have grandkids yourself, please?
I have one grandson.
Okay. All right.
And
so
then my brother has a grandson as well. And then he's going to have another granddaughter, a great-granddaughter coming soon. So he had great grandkids, two boys and a girl.
That's fabulous. Okay. So the family line continues. Which is a wonderful thing. So, okay. So just know that dad is acknowledging the whole family and watching over everybody. Okay. He
okay.
also says to me that like many other people, that he feels it's going to be hard for you to kind of get to be around the kids this year. So know that he is, trying to send all of his love to you on the situation. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased and honored that you called in. So.
Okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
Okay. All right. Okay. Our next caller, your caller is actually calling up.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, lovely lady.
Hi. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Melissa, Arizona, and I just have a quick question. And I've listened to you before, first time talking to you.
Great.
Yes, I have. Great information. And thank you. My question is, so this is a special gentleman. I have a male friend. We had a little bit of a disagreement,
mm-hmm.
but the disagreement is not true. And he did his talk, like a bull. So my question is, he's polite. He just looks at me. I mean, because he's thinking. So my question is, does he end up understanding? Does he understand my point of view? Does he come to an understanding that we apologize? I already apologize to him,
mm-hmm.
and I apologize to him. But I think that it's gonna take a little bit, maybe a month, or maybe a week, or a few days. I don't know.
Well,
any input on that?
I will say to you, relationship stuff is very difficult, and particularly around the holidays, everybody has kind of taking sense of things going on. Okay? And so it's very easy to kind of look into with that. I'm so sorry, but if you could possibly mute while I'm talking, because it's rather loud in the background there.
Okay, I'm sorry. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just tell me if we're going to be able to be friends? Is it going to understand? I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, that's okay. I have to say, and the way that I work, understand that I do mediumship, which means I connect through the spirit loved ones. And that's how and where I get all of my information. Okay, so I do have a woman who steps in here for you from the spirit side of life. She feels very motherly to me. Beautiful brunette hair, very thin, straight nose she's showing me, okay? Feel like I want to talk about a heart issue specifically for her before passing. So whether this was mom for you or aunt for you, but she is laughing and kind of rolling her eyes a little bit. She says she understands all too well about relationship issues, although she has pretty good help with you within her marriage, okay? But she used to watch a lot of this energy go on, and she is kind of saying to you that you have great opportunity to focus on yourself right now, and to do a lot of growing, and that by doing that, it inspires within the relationship for this gentleman to look at you with even more respect and admiration than he did from before there was any kind of tip, okay? Because what you were, from her perspective, what you were trying to get him to understand is really kind of who you are as a person, okay? And you are very willing to call people out on stuff, which I never think of as a bad thing, okay? As long as we do so gently, and as long as we do so in a way that is honoring to yourself and to them. And it's just sort of like, from her perspective, she is asking you to just put this energy behind you because she says that's where it belongs, okay? So, like, pay no heed. Keep moving forward, work on yourself, because it's all going to come out in the wash, okay? Which, to answer the question for you very succinctly, means that, you know, from the world of spirit, this lady's best guess estimate is that if you continue to work on yourself and you are good to yourself, then yes, this gentleman will come around and this friendship will be back on track, okay? She's asking you to be a continued inspiration for others, so.
Wow. Well, ma'am, you got it right on. That was my mom, every parent that passed away, right wow. On everything that you, right on. Wow. It's been great to talk to you.
And
my heart is pumping with joy. Thank you for that. I need to get approval.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Merry Christmas. God bless you.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
Okay. All right. So we only have a couple minutes left, but we're going to get annoyingly interrupted by Blog Talk, but I am going to take one last caller, and if it's not recorded on Blog Talk, then it's not recorded, and I'm okay with that. So, all right. So I'm going to take caller ending in 6928.
Hello, Celeste.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, go ahead.
Pardon?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so excited to hear your voice. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Okay, and were you looking to hear from a particular person today, or just whoever tunes in for us?
Well, you know, anything is okay. You said earlier, you quoted Ram Dass, that we are all bringing each other home, and right. I had logged in right when you were saying that, and it was a quote that I had seen earlier this morning, and I just feel really inspired by it. I don't know, I'm just open to anything right now.
Awesome. Okay. you know, what's very funny is, as I focus on spirit coming in around you, they are showing me you walking hand in hand with somebody, and I feel you kind of moving off. It's sort of like, I want to talk about it as an energy of constructing and reconstructing the concept of family.
Oh, yeah.
And questioning whether this is okay or not. And it's an energy of like who you're adding into your world rather than the energy of loss. Which is a wonderful thing, okay?
Yes.
And a focus on how do I keep my balance, as it were, okay? which is very much, I like to call that the eat, pray, love scenario, okay?
Yes, oh, so relatable. Oh, yay, yay.
I don't watch that movie at all, but it's great. So when you're sort of off, you know, she was off on this spiritual adventure and she met somebody and it was wonderful. And she was saying, but I haven't gone to see my guru. I haven't meditated. I haven't, you know, and how do I find that balance? And spirit is saying, you know, by bringing somebody else into the fold, you are and expanding your family. This is an opportunity for new growth, but this is also an opportunity for, you know, you're using that vibration and that energy of happiness and joy to help other people. And it's giving you an energy of security because you're around people that you know you can trust. And that's only going to fuel your spiritual development and help you to kind of shift your spiritual tastes. And so that's a blessing and a good thing. But I need to acknowledge I have this information coming from these two people in spirit, one of which tells me that there's something very much wrong with their feet. Okay. And I want to make a joke about the agony of defeat. but terrible. Sorry about that.
No, but it's okay. Yeah.
It's kind of a neuropathy feeling that I've got going on for them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's an older couple and,
it's my grandparents. Yeah. My grandmother had.
Much. And then with your grandpa, what happened? Did he have, like a stroke or an aneurysm, or I'm feeling something in a very
well. It was like cardiac, like arrest, but it was very slow. It was a very slow passing.
Okay, check with your mom if he had a small stroke or something in the days leading up to this cardiac event. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's something here where I just feel he wasn't quite himself. He wasn't quite understanding things and people.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Right. You understand that. So thank
you.
Oh,
yes. Yes. I was there. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm both sorry and also happy for you that you had an opportunity to know that he was so loved and he was so taken care of and he made it known that he was okay with going home to spirit.
Oh yeah. Very. Yes.
Yeah. And he says he's, you know, he's with his friends. He's obviously with his friends. So he goes, she was one of my friends. They had a great relationship and
folks
in your life who set the bar for relationships. And the kind of relationship you want romantically. So know that they touch in with you. They see you thriving and they're so pleased and they're so proud and they're so just in love with everything that you do. Okay. I will leave you that with their blessings. Keep talking to them. Happy holidays. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is a good time to mention that because I am in Lilydale, this is the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio that I am part of, and if you're watching me, you're probably watching it on the Lilydale Facebook page if you're seeing us visually. So do check out lilydaleassembly.org. There are classes going all year long now, many of them online, so you don't have to worry about if you can't make it here in person. And there's great things coming up. I will say there is this evening a caroling sing-along that is free here on Facebook. So you'll want to, or on Zoom, I should say. But you'll want to check that out because it's great fun. And, you know, it's something that kind of lifts your spirits, and it's something that the community wants to do to include people and bring you a slice of Lilydale if you can't come to us. There's all kinds of classes on all kinds of things, and new things are going up all the time. We're just getting that schedule together, as it were. The summer schedule is getting put together, and that will be out fairly soon in the new year as well, which is super exciting. So lots of good things going on. I personally, not through Lilydale, but through Church of the Living Spirit, which is part of one of the churches associated with Lilydale. I have a Friday evening mediumship development class. It's all online on Zoom. You can find details of that on my website, which is Celeste Elliott. And hopefully that, you know, those things will help you to feel as though you are staying in touch and in tune. So also tune into the other Blog Talk, Lilydale Blog Talk radio channels. Mondays, we have Medium Monday with Sharon Hill at noon. On Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden. Wednesday is Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. and Journeys into the Light with John White at 8 o'clock. And 7 o'clock online on Facebook is the Lilydale Wednesday Evening Healing Service. So that's always great. You can put your name in or send healing to someone else. Join in for that. Thursdays, of course, I am here with Wake Up to Spirit. And very soon on Thursday evenings, we're going to have Angie Apt with Conversations with Angie, and that's great fun. And so we've got a lot of things planned. Okay, sorry I got distracted there for a hot second. We have one last caller ending in 9767. So caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Celeste. This is Candy.
Did you say Candy or Candy?
Candy.
Oh, my goodness. What a great treat. Well, hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you.
I was not. Thank you. You as well. This is so nice to hear from you. So, you know, usually I don't get to hear from people that I know even a little bit. So this is a bonus. I like to fully acknowledge if I know someone, if I know your spirit loved ones. So Candine, did you have a question, or were you looking for a reading, or did you just want to say hi?
I'd like to say hi, but yes, if you're picking up anything, I'd appreciate that also.
Absolutely. Okay. So this is very interesting. I'm fully aware the last caller that stepped in had a gentleman that had a stroke, but I'm actually getting different symptoms, but same energy for you. And as this gentleman steps in, he kind of gives me an energy of like not being able to use one of the arms. And I am feeling this on the left side, and I don't know if that's literal for him or if he's just trying to give me the analogy, but it does make me feel as though he would have survived for a little while. I feel that his speech decompensated, and he wasn't able to address people clearly. That was a problem. But he said his mind was pretty okay. He just couldn't communicate well. So I'm not feeling like a dementia thing on that. I'm also getting something around the heart. So it may be that he ended up eventually passing from heart-related issues. I feel like at one point there was a surgical intervention for him with this. So whether that was having stents put in, I'm not thinking pacemaker. They might have done the balloon thing, but there's something where I feel that there was surgery where they had to go in to prevent another episode or issue, okay? he's also talking about the male in the living that's around you now that's a smoker, okay? So where is the where's the Mike or the Michael, please?
You are talking about my husband who has passed. He did pass very quickly with a stroke. But he did have open heart surgery many years before.
Okay.
So, and his son's name is Mike.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I obviously was aware that your husband was ill. I was not aware that he passed. So I'm sorry for that.
Okay.
Been out of touch for a little while here, but
that's okay. That's absolutely fine.
So just know that he's checking in on you.
I have to put in that I was looking outside when we first said hello, and not obviously a cardinal come right up and sat in a tree right in front of my deck. So yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to give you a little validation on that, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
Loud and clear today, yeah. he is very, very, very amused by everything that you're doing for the holiday, is what I want to say, okay? So he's trying to give you a little love and support to kind of help you get through. He knows, he's telling me when he talked about his son, I think he was A, using that just as an identifier, but B, he was telling me that he's aware of Michael moving, or making the move.
They are in the process of doing that now.
Okay, so that makes
just
that
to validate makes you, yes.
Yeah, okay. And he's checking in on grandkids here as well. Okay. He also acknowledges having met your father in spirit, and he's not showing him the two of them as being best buddies, but he's acknowledging having met him. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's wanting to let you know. I literally heard it as he is okay with what you're. He's okay with how you're acknowledging things or how you're dealing with them. Okay. So, it's just this big old message of love and support for you. But he's showing you to me in this kind of casino trip. So he's kind of teasing you about making plans for better days. Okay. And he's saying, if you can plan little joyful events, and sometimes he says that for you, is just kind of taking a walk out into the backyard, whether you're going into the other building or you're, staying by yourself or however you're doing this. But he says it's, he has been with you when you spotted the deer. And it made him
He is around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And yes, he makes contact quite a bit. So, and I do enjoy every moment of it, and I know he realizes that also.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure. Yeah, and happy holidays. My goodness.
Yes. You have a great holiday also. Nice talking to you.
You as well. Okay. So I think we are now on, we are now at an end to Wake Up to Spirit. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Sorry for the technical issues this morning and coming on later than I had anticipated. Typically, I am at 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and unless I have a guest, it's like 10 to 10:45. Today, we ended up with 10:30 to 11:15, and hey, it's all good. So, all right, well, until next time, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes and happy holidays. Be gentle with yourself, and I'll see you soon.